You know, have you ever heard the analogy, when your fist is closed, you can't receive any money, right? So let's say you have $100 in your hand, and you're so obsessed with keeping your measly $100 that you clench your fist on it. And while your fist is closed, no other money can come into your hand. Open your hand up, okay? Money is fluid. It comes in, it goes out, you invest it, you get a return on your investment. Just stop having a scarcity mindset. It's so crazy to me. If you implement even the things on this free podcast, it can radically change your family tree. It can change your business. It can help your marriage. There's so much stuff in here. Just make sure that you're executing on it.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. I want to talk to you today about mentorship. Mentorship or a coach. You know, I've hated the word coach when it comes to business. And it's not because the word's wrong. It's because it's been polluted. If you go on Facebook, there are 21-year-old life coaches, right? You have, you know, 24-year-old laptop entrepreneurs. And, you know, there's things out there that just make you kind of gag a little, like, eh, right? But when it comes to your small business, there is massive power and effectiveness when you understand mentorship or coaching or whatever you want to call it, right? And I've done this. I mean, I guess, you know, people call me their coach and all that stuff. I did not self-proclaim myself to be that, but other people do it for me. So don't get hung up on the word, but I want to share the principle with you, because I actually got 3 different people that asked me to do an episode on this. They said, Josh, how do I find a mentor or a coach? How do I get around someone who will meet with me on a regular basis and help, right? And help me. And it's a tricky question. I want to start out by saying that all advice is not created equal. It's definitely not. There's not information overload on the internet. There's opinion overload. And not all opinions are created equal. I can't remember if I mentioned this in the podcast, but I think it'd be really awesome if Facebook had like a Carfax report service for humans, like next to people's profile picture when you're reading comments, that would like, it would tell you like, this person is competent and qualified to give you actual advice. Definitely listen to their answer on this question. But obviously that doesn't exist. And so if you go online into a group or a forum and you ask a question, you have no way to vet the advice. And really, it's not even good advice, because you need more context. Like, let's say you ask a question, I have an opportunity to buy my competitor's business and here's the terms, whatever, what should I do? Well, when you ask a question like that online, you're going to get 8 different responses from people with 8 differently sized businesses with 8 different scenarios and life experience, and it doesn't really help you that much. I mean, you might get some good ideas, and I'm a fan of asking, you know, communities questions to get some context, but the best way to handle really big decisions in your company is to really go deeper with someone that's already done what it is that you want to eventually do, and to go through the granular parts of it, to get the story behind the story, to someone that understands your whole financial picture, understands what your why is, what your mountaintop is, and all that kind of stuff. And you can only do that if you have an ongoing, continuous relationship with someone. And that's tricky, because the people that can offer you the best advice are busy. And not only are they busy, but their time is really valuable. You know, it frustrates me how people make a disconnect with like a book, right? Or they don't make a disconnect. I'm sorry. My mind wants to go in 10 different directions. There's a lot to talk about here. But they have a problem spending $20 on a hardcover book. When a book is like one of the most difficult things on the planet to create, it's a condensed, packed version of someone's total life experience on a certain subject, which is actually worth probably tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in real value to you if you implement what's in it, what is taught inside of a good book. But we hesitate to spend $20. And we also hesitate to spend money on our own personal development or mentorship or to hire a coach, which is insanity. Now, I did the same thing for a long time. It's scary to spend money, But as long as you're spending money with someone who has a heart to teach and help you, and here's the key, has already done exactly what it is that you're trying to eventually do, then it's money well spent. Here's what's awesome. I want you to remember this quote. People that don't pay attention. And I can attest to this with certainty over the last few years of my life as I put myself out there. I started a podcast. I've done a lot of stuff on Facebook and social media. I've spoken at events, and I've kind of propped myself up to be this guy that talks about business stuff to service companies. And I've learned a lot along my journey. And one thing I learned to be absolutely true, and I first heard this from Russell Brunson a long time ago, is that those who don't pay attention. And it's true for you, and it's true for me. It's true for everybody. When you attach a financial commitment to one of these types of relationships, whether it's a coach or a mentor or whatever, when you do that, it changes everything. Because the real failure here is in the execution of the concepts. A lot of the most important things you can do to fix your business are pretty basic and foundational, but we overlook them, we skip them, we don't go deep enough on them, we don't finish them. For example, if you have visions of grandeur to build some multi-million dollar huge service company, but you have no grasp on your basic metrics, your basic numbers, your pricing, your margin, just some basic stuff, then you can't have what you want. You can't. It won't happen. But we'll still spend hours online searching different marketing tips, and we'll look at different equipment, and we'll go to these online stores and look at all the cool stuff and whatever equipment makes you excited. You're just spinning your wheels and wasting your time, and you don't know that you are. But when you get in the room with a smart person, and they kind of listen to you, and they start to understand what you're doing and what your strengths and weaknesses are, they're going to call you out on it. And if you're paying $1,000 a month to talk to someone for 30 or 45 minutes a week, you're probably going to do what they say because you want to make sure you get a return on your investment. This is the reason I priced the bootcamp originally over $1,000 was because I wanted people that were going to do it, that would put in the work. And, you know, there's still a percentage of people that come into the Automate, Grow, Sell bootcamp that put off doing the work. And the reason is Kirk Kempton is teaching in a course that we're doing for Send Gym. He talks about this concept called present focus bias. I'm not an expert on this, but it was profound. And essentially what happens is people have a hard time modifying their behavior today when they think that they have an unlimited amount of time to accomplish something. For example, you tell yourself, I'm going to lose weight, but I'm still going to eat these Cheetos right now because I'm totally going to get ripped like pretty soon. Like I'm totally going to do it. I'm just going to go to the gym. I'm going to do crunches. I'm going to get my business in order, get my number. I'm totally going to do it. I bought the bootcamp. I bought this book. Whatever. And because it's open-ended and you can kind of get to it later, this present focus bias messes up our ability to put things into action right now. But when you're working with a coach personally, and I get requests every single week, tons of them. I probably get 30 to 40 private messages just on Facebook a day. People asking me questions, people commenting on something, giving whatever, asking me to help them. People will type out like 1,000-word things and send it to me. And I can't deal with that stuff. I'm too busy. I'm doing stuff. And I appreciate that they want my help. But here's the problem. People that don't pay attention. And so if I craft a really thoughtful response, which I usually try to do when I can, back to someone that hasn't paid anything for the information, there's a very strong chance they're not going to do anything with it because there's no value attached to it. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I think it's important if you're serious about growing a business to have a coach or mentor. And I think it's also important that you become someone else's coach and mentor. It's like a cup, right? It's like a cup that gets filled up. You need to be pouring out of your cup and investing back into other people so that you can make room to get your cup filled up with new information, new accountability, and new ideas and whatever. But the big deal here that I want to get across to you today to answer this question is how do you find a coach? Well, number one, be willing to pay. In fact, don't just be willing to pay, you better pay. Because it's not about paying them, it's about you. It's about you. Why did I pay $25,000 to join Russell's group? because I need to grow. I need to change. I need to take some of the concepts I'm going to learn and actually implement them. And when there's that big of a financial attachment to the information, I'm going to deploy it in my business. I'm going to actually do what the coach says. If it's just some free marketing group online, yeah, you stay up till midnight and skim through posts and learn this and that and get some tips, but nothing really happens. The needle doesn't move, right? So one of the easiest ways for me to know if someone's serious is if they have zero issue immediately paying for information, because that identifies a hungry person who's going to achieve a lot of stuff. It just does. Now, there are people that perpetually buy information and don't really execute on it. But what's cool about getting personally mentored or coached is you can't wiggle out of that. You can't. Like, buying a book is cool because you feel really good about yourself just for holding the book. Like, it feels good. You almost feel smarter just for buying a boot camp, like the Automate Grow Sell boot camp, or just for buying a book, or just for buying a product like Send Gym. Like, you feel like, I'm awesome. I have this cool tool. I have this information. I haven't learned it yet. I haven't went through it or put the work in. I haven't executed it, but you psychologically feel good about yourself. But when you have a personal mentor or a coach, a paid consultant that meets with you regularly, and there's structure to the meeting, that's totally different, because you can't escape or weasel out of it. You have to do it. I don't do right now a lot of one-on-one consulting. In the past when I've done it, it's $1,000, and I'll talk to you once a week for like 30 to 45 minutes. That might sound expensive. It's actually not. I'm going to raise, if I do this again, it'll be at least $2,000 a month next year if I get time, because I love doing it. But the results are just insane what happens. It's not because of magic unicorn fairy dust. It's because of the structure. It's because of the accountability. It's because I set deadlines. We work on one thing at a time, and I won't even meet the next week until you've accomplished the thing we talked about this week. And I help and give you context and stuff. None of it's super complex, hard stuff, but what it does is it forces you to get it done. And then as you start getting wins and you start getting things done, everything changes. Like, your chest sticks out a little further. You're more confident. Like, you feel like you're in control, and then you start creating momentum. The other thing I require if someone's going to work with me is that we do it for a minimum of 6 months straight. And that might seem like a long time. I don't know. I have no interest in hopping on a phone call and just getting, you know, $500 and talking to someone for a few minutes and helping them with one little thing. I want transformation. And if you are looking for a mentor or a good coach, make sure that they have a heart to teach. Because if they don't, then it's not going to work. You want someone who is like vested in your success. And because you're paying a lot of money to them, they're very vested. They're going to work really hard to make sure that they're keeping you on point and giving you good advice and all that kind of stuff. So with that being said, here's what you want to do. Here's some general rules of thumb. Number one, be willing to pay, because it's worth every penny and a lot more. Number two, make sure you try to be a giver, not a taker. Don't bother people that have successful companies and be one of the hundreds of people that just blow people like me up, or other people that are out there that are leaders. Don't just blow people up and ask them a bunch of questions. It's disrespectful. Decades of pain and suffering and all kinds of sweat went into them learning things, and they don't owe you anything. You can't have that type of mentality. It has to be structured different than that. You just don't blow someone up with a 500-word thing saying, how do I do this? How do I do that? And it's just like, I would never approach it like that. If you want a mentor, you have to authentically build a relationship with them and add value back to their life somehow, whether it's, you know, liking or sharing their stuff, or whether it's, you know, making a testimonial video or something, or commenting on their things or thanking them. That goes a long ways into establishing a doorway where you can talk about maybe working together on a deeper level. But if there's someone in the industry, like a Brandon Vaughn, for example, Brandon has grown his business so quickly, and he's such an articulate communicator that he just gets hammered with messages, and he loves to help people, but it reaches a breaking point. So if you want to work with someone or get someone to work with you, the first thing you have to understand is you need to add value and thank them for what they've contributed, open up the conversation that way, and then if you want to pivot into a direct ask for them to work with you, you need to put some money on the table and make it significant. And you're not making it significant because someone like Brandon needs your money, because I promise you he does not need your money. You're doing it because someone like Brandon has no interest in making a little bit of side cash to talk to someone who's never going to do anything. We want hungry people. I don't even want to work with someone unless they're going to go to war and do exactly what I say, right? That's exciting for me. I love to eat the popcorn and sit back and watch people I've worked with quadruple their business or build it and sell it or make hundreds of thousands in new revenue in 90 days because they actually implement things that I teach them. I think that's awesome. That gets me excited. And in closing, I think you should always look for opportunities to add value to other people. Be a giver, not a taker. You know, have you ever heard the analogy, when your fist is closed, you can't receive any money, right? So let's say you have $100 in your hand, and you're so obsessed with keeping your measly $100 that you clench your fist on it. And while your fist is closed, no other money can come into your hand. Open your hand up, okay? Money is fluid. It comes in, it goes out, you invest it, you get a return on your investment. Just stop having a scarcity mindset. It's so crazy to me. If you implement even the things on this free podcast, it can radically change your family tree. It can change your business. It can help your marriage. There's so much stuff in here. Just make sure that you're executing on it. Find someone that you can mentor, and it'll help you have a better understanding of what you need in your life. You're going to find that you give people advice that you still need to take yourself. One of the best ways to learn is by teaching. It can start out small, and then who knows, in a few years, you might be able to do something like what I've done, if that's the direction you want to go. There's so much need out there. There's enough room for everybody. Don't be scared of the word coach, but make sure that you vet people and that they are the right person for you, and put your money where your mouth is if you are going to move forward with them. So hopefully that answers the questions that I was asked. Add value. Don't be a taker. Those who don't pay attention. Make sure you're mentoring and teaching and coaching and helping other people, because it'll make you a better student yourself. And that's kind of it. I will talk to you guys later. Take care. God bless.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.